You know, I can always tell when action has been started in some way, shape, or form to address gun violence in America. My email box gets filled with either pleas for money or airtime for those against taking any actions against gun violence in America, which explains the following. New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez is part of a 28-senator coalition who has reintroduced the Keep Americans Safe Act in an effort to protect Americans from gun violence, would ban the importation, the sale, manufacturing, transfer, or possession of gun magazines, which hold more than 10 rounds of ammunition. So in effect, it limits the actual existence of a tool that has been proven to result in a high number of killings. High-capacity ammo magazines lets a shooter fire a large number of bullets without having to stop and reload. If you go back to 2009 to 2020, mass shootings where the shooter used high-capacity magazines led to 5 times as many people being shot per mass shooting incidents when compared to those that did not involve the high-capacity magazines. Doesn't really take a genius to realize these high-capacity magazines, they have one purpose only, high-capacity killing. They've been used in some of the deadliest mass shootings in America. Take a look back for those 10 years when we had the assault weapon ban as law in America. Mass shootings went down. Shock. Then after Republicans let it expire, right, the mass shootings went back up, tripled, as a matter of fact. I'll pause here to allow the ignorant to scream out, fake news! All right, in addition to prohibiting large-capacity magazines, the bill also includes following provisions, provides limited exceptions for devices possessed before enactment, for certain current and former law enforcement personnel, for certain atomic energy personnel, and other purposes, for tubular devices that can only accept 22 rimfire ammo, and for certain authorized testing or experimentation, modifies the high-capacity definition to prevent coupled or joined magazines, authorizes a buyback program for high-capacity magazines using the Byrne JAG grants, requires devices manufactured after enactment to have conspicuous serial numbers as well as date of manufacturing to help law enforcement ID restricted magazines, and finally harmonizes forfeiture provisions for magazines with current law. Currently, the FBI, the ATF, they can seize and destroy certain firearms, but not high-capacity magazines. So, for all those in the Senate who said that something had to be done in response to mass shootings, it's time for you to walk and not just talk.